Lambing is, I think it's what it says on the tin. It's when our lambs arrive. Most people will be starting lambing probably the beginning of March, but at the college, we lamb that just that little bit earlier. Our sheep are normally housed for lambing, so they come in at the beginning of January, so we can then make sure they're fed appropriately, so we can get some good strong lambs and plenty of milk under the ewes. And our lambing started just over a week ago. The sheep themselves really are quite resilient, even the little lambs. Newborn lambs, okay, they're better off inside where they can stay warm and dry. But generally, once they're up and running, as long as they've got a plenty of milk from mum, if they can fill up with milk, then they are generally very resilient. The main issues really are with practicalities. Inside, it's not too bad. We have complete control over the feeding. But this week, it has been so cold that we've struggled to keep water running, even inside. So it's making sure that the sheep always have plenty of fresh water in front of them. And those that are outside, obviously, the normal feed, even at this time of year, will be grass. And the grass has been under several inches of snow. And then there's simply the practicalities involved with getting round and seeing sheep and sheep outside. One of the biggest problems this week has been keeping water in front of them, because everything's just frozen up. In terms of the cold weather, there's not a great deal you can do to prepare for it. Okay, I don't think we anticipated it would be quite as cold as it was, particularly on Tuesday night going into Wednesday through Wednesday night. When Wednesday, the temperature barely came above -5, -6 degrees. So there's not a great deal that you can do about that. But certainly those sheep that are people that have got sheep outside, a lot of them probably would have ended up carrying water to sheep. And it's simply the practicalities of getting around carrying feed to sheep outside. At the college, where we'd normally turn out a few days after lambing, this year everything has had to be kept inside, so it's generated a few problems with space, but we've managed to keep everything undercover so far. Those students that have been able to get in, we do have 24-hour day cover during lambing, and students will do most of that, working 8-hour shifts. But obviously, because of the weather, some of them have simply not been able to get in to do their duties. But those that have been there really have done a brilliant job this year. Some of our resident students have volunteered for lots and lots of extra duties, and they really have done very well. They've responded really well. They appreciate that, that priority really has to be to those ewes and lambs at this time of year.